Do wizards come from the moon? When babies are born, is that actually a baby dying in another dimension and then they're born into this world, which is actually hell? Maybe some questions like those you could find the answers to on This Paranormal Life.
But not that question.
Not that
because
one.
Because that's unintelligible, sir.
I think it's very intelligible, actually.
Intelligent.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host for today, Rory Powers, joined by my paranormal pal, Kit Greer.
That's right.
Tell us about your day, Kit.
Oh, it's going good.
In five words.
It's good. Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm in pain. I have a headache, folks.
I never get a headache.
But maybe it's like, you know, like a dog that can predict a tsunami. I can predict a paranormal podcast. I woke up today with a screaming headache and I'm none the better.
You're like Mothman. You're showing up to my house because you know that some bad shit is about to go down.
But much like Mothman, I don't bother to actually communicate yeah. that.
If you've never listened to this podcast before, every single week we investigate a new paranormal creature, tale,
right.
story. And as professional, very professional paranormal investigators, we come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is the truth. Last week, we did vampires, and we came to the conclusion that vampires are real.
That's right.
You're going to question our professionalism, huh? We just said some shit's real.
Have you been to Transylvania?
They have.
Oh, shit. Oh,
we just got an email here from Derek.
Oh, crap.
And he's doing an exchange there. He says they're not real.
Oh.
Shit.
Shit.
I'm sorry,
I'm looking at the SoundCloud analytics. I mean, our entire listener base is Transylvania. Holy shit.
Man. Not only that, but things have dropped massively.
Oh, Christ.
So we were on 28,000 downloads last month. This
now
month
we're in debt.
Minus
28,000 downloads. SoundCloud are billing you by the second.
They're billing us for the gigabytes. I don't believe it. This week we have another listener submission. This is from Monica Johnson.
Thanks, Monica.
Monica emailed into us. She emailed into thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
Nice plug, too.
Thanks, Matt. Seamless. I feel like we kind of ruined it a bit because we're talking now about the plug.
30 minutes
later.
And if
you had just let it f***ing go and just let me do it, that's what I thought. Monica emailed in to the email address, which is thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com, our feedback email address.
Yeah,
if you want to email in.
Did you say it was at Gmail,
address. Stop getting hung up on the email address, Kate.
You're hurting me.
She emailed in and she said, you should talk about Slenderman on a podcast. There's cases of people seeing him and claiming that if you believe in him, he becomes real. So you know what, Monica? I did just that. I looked into the case of the Slender Man, and it led me down a dark road into a dark forest where there's a tall man in that forest who looks like a tree. It's Slender Man.
But
that's
not
why
a
I'm talking
tree.
Slender Man.
Okay.
Not, yeah. I know, I could see the confusion in your eyes. You're like, Bigfoot? It's like, no.
It's such an old school investigator.
Yeah.
So you went to a forest and you didn't see the Sasquatch. Is that what you're telling me?
I love that, you know, you're talking to like the old school paranormal investigators. You're like, so I was walking home at, it must have been like 3:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I just saw this bright light appear above me, like a beacon in the
sky. Yep, they don't do that.
I heard this calling. And all of a sudden, this beam just shot down around me.
Hairy bastards.
I don't know if they were hairy. I didn't quite see these creatures.
Uh-huh, they are.
Well, okay. Well, they beamed me up into the ship.
And, yeah, they'll do that too.
And they just took me away to this foreign planet.
Yeah. Planet Sasquatch.
Well, they had round, big eyes.
Yes, they do.
And round heads.
7 foot tall, hairy beasts.
Well, not hairy. You're really focusing on the hair here.
Hmm.
I mean, they were,
I don't see how they could not be hairy.
Intellectually, they were years beyond us.
I agree. For giant apes, they are intellectually very
advanced. Sounds like you're really hiring in on the apes thing, and I'm
yeah,
trying to tell you
Sasquatch.
more reptilious.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sorry, that's a small tick of mine.
Can I change my answer? Yeah, sure. I think it was Bigfoot. Bigfoot is Sasquatch. No, we're talking about Slenderman.
Okay.
Slenderman is the theme for this podcast today. And it's quite a unique story, because a lot of the times the structure of this podcast is we do a little hunting, we do a little investigating, we look at the backstory.
As little as possible, ideally.
We look at the backstory and the lore, and then we come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is true. Slenderman's not true. It's not real.
What?
You know, it's... You must have known this.
You
now.
Write back to our listener and Monica. You tell them, do you think they're just writing in lies? Do you think our listeners are liars? Why do you think they're taking time out of their day to write in these emails? I think you're disconnected from the people, Roy.
I
think you have been sitting in your ivory tower looking at your paranormal books for too goddamn long. We're going to the field right now.
I mean,
get your shit. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Okay, fine. I will grab it. I grabbed the stuff, but I'm telling you now, I'm reading the email and Monica is saying it started on the internet. So I'm just going to say, look, I've got the gear.
Liar. She's a liar too. Listen, you people in your ivory towers, just so disconnected. You have no idea what the people in the streets are saying about the Slenderman. I'm sorry. Continue.
All right.
Continue, please.
Well, look, just keep the trip on hold for now. All
right. Okay. I'm going to suspend disbelief, literally.
Okay. So as I said, unlike many paranormal creatures whose origin lay in mystery,
yes,
we know exactly when Slenderman was created. This date was June 10th, 2009. And on that date, a Photoshop contest appeared on a Something Awful internet thread.
Oh yeah, remember that site? Jesus.
Yeah, Something Awful.
That was like the worst place on the internet.
No, that was Rotten.com.
Oh, what's Something Awful?
Rotten.com was really something awful. It was Something Awful? No, Rotten.com. Yeah, they showed these mini clips of Something Awful. What? What did? Something Awful? No, Rotten.com.
Keep up. Please.
Come on, get LinkedIn to what I'm talking about. Now, the competition on this site was to edit everyday photographs and make them appear paranormal.
Ooh.
Which, as paranormal investigators, we obviously frown upon.
Yeah, because you're muddying the waters, bitches. You're making our job actually freaking, like, hard.
And I'm not going to lie, the waters are muddy as hell at the minute.
Christ.
Like, the fish are dead.
Long
I can't
dead.
Drink. Canoeing is sad now.
It's borderline sand. It's transitioned from water to mud through to straight sand.
You're muddying the sand, people. Please stop. Now, for this competition, forum poster Eric Knudsen, I don't know how to pronounce your second name, Eric, I apologize, under the name of Victor Surge.
Wow.
He submitted two black and white images of groups of children that were edited to include a tall, dark figure in the background.
Yeah, edited, I'm sure.
Wearing a dark black suit. Now, most of the submissions for the competition were just standalone photographs, but Eric, sneaky Eric, went a step further and added text, allegedly from people describing abductions that had taken place and addressing the figure as the Slender Man. God, I'm going to add such a scary sound effect there in the
end.
It's going to
be
amazing.
Dude.
So I actually have the two photographs that he quote-unquote edited, aka dug up from underground archives, probably from the Soviet Union.
I mean, for sure. So folks, for those of you that I haven't actually seen this in many years. I saw this in, at the beginning of my...
Slender Man. I haven't heard that name in years. Take a drag from a cigarette.
Saxophone plays in the background. Yeah, I haven't seen this since my early professional paranormal investigating career. We have what appears to be kids walking away from something in the background. This is extremely high contrast black and white image.
Yes.
In the background, it's extremely vague. You can just about make out a sort of shadowy figure.
I mean, kudos to Eric. The thing looks very authentic.
Yeah.
It is very blurry and obstructed, but that almost kind of validates its authenticity. You know,
yeah.
It looks like a half motion shot from an old retro camera years and years ago. Like, it looks pretty legit.
And it's one of those, it's that kind of trope from movies, like ghost movies in particular,
yes.
Where
GMs for short. Continue.
Sorry, that just really threw me for some reason. Where, you know, they take a picture of a scenario and
a
then
pee,
it's not.
They take a pee.
And it's not until the photo develops.
D's. Right.
So until the,
just if you could just abbreviate to just speed this up. We got a lot of shit to get through today. I have so much.
We got research. 3 pages of abbreviations.
I have at least 7 P's here to get to GT. So if you could please, HU.
Is that hurry
you
up?
H the F up. D head.
What is the F sound?
F up D head.
You're so concerned with saving time. It's so obtrusive.
I'm taking so much longer.
You have to teach me every single abbreviation. Yeah, in these movies, they try to take a photo. It's not until the photo develops that then the spooky reveal is right. That there was something in the background. And you don't know whether it was there at the time or whether it was just captured on camera. And this is exactly what this looks like. It's like, we don't know if those kids... even there actually looks to be a kid in the background looking in the Slender Man's direction. Ooh. But I don't know if he actually saw him or if the Slender Man was only captured on film.
Now, as I said, these photos both came with quotations. So the one that came with this photo was a passage that just says, "We didn't want to go, we didn't want to kill them, but its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comfort us at the same time."
Wow.
The picture was allegedly taken in 1983. The photographer is unknown and presumed dead. Now, there's the second photograph in the competition.
Okay.
I'm going to hand to you here, which is actually even creepier than the first one. It actually really scares
Hit
the shit
me.
Out.
I actually have nerves of a rock. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Your nose is bleeding.
Okay, this one is substantially creepier, I admit. It's a playful scene in a playground. Kids are playing on a... It's disturbing enough that these are all photos of kids. Because, you know, kids are sweet, innocent,
creepy
little creatures.
Shit. Yeah.
It's always in the movies, it's always little kids that get possessed because it's creepier. So in the background of these kids playing in a play park, one of them's on a slide. There is just, I mean, what can only be described as an 8-foot man. Very skinny, very tall, very slender. In a dark suit.
So as I said, both of the pictures came with paragraphs. So this paragraph reads, "One of two recovered photographs from the Sterling City Library blaze." As you can see, there's a print up in the top right-hand corner. "Notable for being taken the day of which 14 children vanished and for what is referred to as the Slender Man. Deformities," meaning the deformities in the photo, which presumably is the Slender Man, "have been cited as film defects by officials. Fire at library occurred 1 week later. Actual photograph confiscated as evidence."
I actually didn't notice on first pass that Slender Man sort of seems to have tentacles this time around.
Yeah.
He'll do that all right.
He's into some weird stuff.
Yeah. Kids don't seem to be fazed. So I urge you folks at home, if you haven't seen these photos before, or if you have, jog your memory and look up the Slender Man photos.
The original. Google.
The OGs.
The original Slender Man photos. They're creepy as hell. 2 days later... another something awful user, Leech Code 5.
God bless
old
that man.
Trustworthy Leech Code 5.
The things he's done for the paranormal community. Unparalleled, sir.
Uploaded 2 images of Slender Man, inspired by the original post with captions implying the creature is a predator of human children.
Wow.
But most interestingly, unlike many other paranormal creatures, there's actually not a lot of gory blood and violence involved with Slender Man.
Yeah.
The fate of his victims are always left vague and mysterious. Mm. So like that second photo, you know, you see him kind of like luring these children out from the park, maybe like using like mind control powers, just being like, "Hey, like come to me, children." But it's not like he doesn't bash brains in or have like razor fangs or just rip flesh.
He's subtle. He's a subtle beast.
Yeah, which almost makes it... for me, that makes it creepier.
That makes it way creepier, 100%.
The boring part of the imagination is like he murders you in the woods.
Yeah.
Some people are like, he takes you off to like the nightmare dimension.
Yeah.
Where you live for eternity now.
Which is worse than death.
Yeah.
I'm going on record to say.
Oh, man.
I was there last week. Dude. It was like I was flying back from the Netherlands and we had a stopover in the nightmare dimension. Dude,
God.
I swear to God, there's nowhere to eat. It's like
insane.
I couldn't even find a bathroom. You're being tortured by the Slender Man psychologically for hours on end.
Last time, like, I had to go there for like a layover. I was on my way to LAX, like cheapest flight via the Nightmare Dungeon.
Yeah.
So I just stopped in for a little bit. But it's one of those flights that, because the bags are being shifted, you have to go through customs again.
Yeah.
I'm not even going in here. Like, here's my ticket to LAX. I'm just passing by. And it's like, no, I'm like, I'm sorry. We're not going to have to get here unless you know someone in the Nightmare Dimension. It's like, it's a nightmare. This is a nightmare trying to get in here.
Yeah.
And then I guess that clicked. That's probably, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, okay, it works.
Exactly.
They lost my bags as well. Extra little kick in the balls there.
As well as being scary, they're also just really incompetent. That's kind of part of the deal.
Which in itself is quite scary.
Yeah.
Because our pilot was from the Nightmare Dimension.
Mm.
And we flew inverted for at least 75 minutes of that flight.
The scariest bit about the stopovers in Nightmare Dimension is like you're going through security and they're clearly letting lots of terrorists through. Like clear like bombs on their person. And they're like, whatever, this is Nightmare Dimension, anything goes.
Welcome to the Nightmare Dimension, where the local time is stopped. Time doesn't flow here. If you need a car hire, this is a seven-dimensional universe. There's actually no way of moving. You're just sort of in a purgatory, so don't bother with that, I guess. Thanks for flying with us, and enjoy staying in the Nightmare Dimension. Yeah, we're just taxiing on the runway here. Because we're in the Nightmare Dimension, we'll probably never get off this plane. So I guess just sit tight, and thanks for flying.
Hi, Sturtis. I was wondering if you had any loaded handguns so I could spray my brains over the roof of the plane, please.
Oh, no, we actually only have toy handguns.
Right.
With which to torture yourself with the idea of, of suicide.
Right, a butter knife, please.
Yeah. Yes, we actually only have those little toy retractable knives that whenever you stab yourself, the knife goes inside the toy. Yeah.
Right. A noose, perhaps?
Yeah, no, only spaghetti.
Ah, okay, cool. Passengers of this flight, I'm going to need you to gather up your shoelaces. I'm going to go off myself in the cubicles. It's called the 0 Mile High Club.
The 6 foot deep club.
Yeah. Good lord. So that's an option. You might get dragged off to the Nightmare Dimension.
They sometimes say that there's a cultural difference. You know, like Japanese horror movies are very famous.
Yeah.
South Korean horror movies are very famous. And supposedly the idea is that culturally they're quite different to, let's say, horror movies from the Americas and from Britain. Because in the Americas and Britain and the colonial history, what was the scariest thing that would happen? It's like you would get like killed in like a war or some sort of colonial invasion, something like that.
It was plague.
Like physical.
Yeah.
Whereas in some other parts of the world, let's say like in Japan or maybe parts of Korea, their fears are more psychological because they were scared of, let's say, famine and the psychological terror that would inflict.
Right.
And that's reflected in their folklore and tales and mythical beasts. And so in those places, you're much less likely to be like chainsaw massacred and you're more likely to be dragged into the Nightmare Dimension to spend an eternity.
Where there is no rice. And that's like, you die. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the Nightmare Dimension in like a really fancy restaurant and you're like, I'll take the maki roll, sushi. And they're like, okay, but...
It's been a bad harvest. What? Just giggles.
You can have the roll. But there's no rice.
No! It's a toy gun. No. So before we move on, let's look into what makes this lanky bastard
tick.
So the Slender Man is described as being very tall and thin,
yes,
with unnaturally long arms. In
accurate.
Some stories, like tentacles.
Yeah,
as we saw in the photo. In most, not all, but most stories, his face is white and featureless. And he appears to be wearing a dark suit and tie. Now, he's typically associated with the forest and abandoned locations, and simply being near the Slender Man is often said to trigger a quote-unquote slender sickness, which includes paranoia, nightmares, and nosebleeds. I don't know if I put this in my notes. His presence alone as well is known to interfere with technological equipment.
Oh.
So, you know, anytime that you take a photo and there's distortion, or you got a video and there's like feedback or static or weird noises, that is often an indication that even if you didn't see him, the Slender Man was somewhere in your vicinity.
Wow.
Active around you.
Shit.
So at least we understand a little bit about what he looks like.
Yeah.
What his motivations are. So now that we know all of that, we can go back into a little bit about the story. So the legend began to evolve from just a simple creepypasta, and stories of Slender Man began to bleed into tons of different forms.
Mm.
One of the most notable being a video series called Marble Hornets.
Okay.
Now, this was really cool. So this was one of the first times that Slender Man was popularized. It was a video series called Marble Hornets, and it was essentially... I'm going to wait till that plane goes.
Cool. The plane crashes into your court.
Somebody help me!
The next 30
it's
minutes.
Infinitely louder. Yeah, it's like, shit. Now, this was like a fictional video series where it was essentially recovered video footage from a short student film where they tried to make a movie in the woods, and then people started going crazy, and this figure... Is that a helicopter? Are you serious? I feel like someone has a soundboard outside. It's like playing tracks.
Is that a spring?
Yeah. Oh, I think I hear some aliens coming. Pew, pew. Now, Marble Hornets was basically like a fictional YouTube series that was based around someone recovering tapes and footage found footage, essentially, from a student film where the director and the actors started going a little bit crazy and weird things started happening, all revolving around the Slender Man.
Okay.
But because it's that found footage style, it was like super convincing, and it was the first time people had been watching this footage of what could be the Slender Man.
Yeah.
It was really, really interesting. And I think this is one of the reasons why the case of Slender Man is so unique, because we know who created him, and we know when and why and how.
Yeah.
Like, we know everything about him. Well, here's some advice from a professional paranormal investigator. You don't know shit. And as soon as you think you know something, you're wrong. It's wrong. Everything's wrong, and you know
nothing. This is you lecturing to P1s in school, five-year-olds.
I'm going to get real with you dicks for a second. How many of y'all think ghosts are real?
How many of y'all have cried? All right, get out. Everyone out.
You don't have what it takes, clearly. Go cry in the halls. Like, four kids are left. I'm left with the men now. We can talk.
They're all girls.
I swivel my chair around. I'm going to be real with you gals for a second. There's some weird shit out there, and it is coming for you. Don't look back. Don't ever look back. Run. Run. Like, the teachers are trying to get in the door, but I'm like, I'm like, bent the bar around it. Go now and don't ever look back. Here's $100 and a loaded gun.
Don't listen to a thing these f***ers say in this school, okay? Don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to the TV. Listen to me.
Go now. I can only hold them off for a second. Pull the fire alarm. Get out of here. But the kids are just still sitting there, terrified.
Can only hold off formal education for so long.
Basically, what we've established so far is that Slender Man isn't real. But as I said, we're wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Continue.
In the UK, around January in 2015, a number of strange occurrences began to take place.
Oh, that's not really enough to go on. Continue.
Well, that really wrapped up the podcast, actually. So shit.
Was your sign off?
Within a close time frame, four individuals had claimed to have had an encounter with the figure known as the Slender Man.
Oh, shit.
Now, one of the ideas behind him as a creature, which was touched upon from the actual email suggesting that we investigate him, is that if you believe in him, it makes him real.
Right.
So the more that you investigate him, the more you talk about him, the more you think about him, the more he seeps into your life. Now, the strange thing about these four individual real-world Slender Man sightings...
Okay, this is irrefutable. This is stuff that's happened.
Yeah, these have been reported.
Crossed over into the real world.
Made local news.
Yeah.
That they are... unusually inside of houses.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, so Slender Man, as we said, is like prone to the forest, woods, nature, abandoned locations. Pretty much all of these have been inside of houses. Now, I actually have testimonies from some of the people that suffered through these sightings. So first off, a resident of Pie Green claims that she was visited by the Slender Man on December 14th. Mm-hmm. Now, she says, I was awoken just before 2 a.m. by an odd scratching noise in my bedroom.
Oh, that's not good.
Ooh. To my astonishment, there was what seemed like a sphere-shaped shadow by the edge of my wardrobe.
Oh.
As I tried to get out of bed and investigate further,
hashtag,
the shadow began to stretch towards the ceiling.
Oh, no.
It was at that point I found myself faced with the most disgusting and horrific creature imaginable. It was about 8 feet tall and had white face. Checks out so far.
Yeah.
But then she says, with razor sharp fangs.
Okay. Well, so we haven't seen him with his mouth open yet.
No, but we've also, these are all from a distance. Maybe he's like not having a good time. He's not showing those pearly whites.
Well, it's definitely not a mannequin, which is the other thing that the Slender Man could be.
Yes, not in this case.
Not in this case.
Another person reported, I saw a man floating over me. I could see into his eyes. They were a fierce red color that shook me to my very core. The ordeal ended when the man, who was completely dressed in black with a hat to match, floated higher and higher until he hit my ceiling and disappeared. Something about that really freaks me out.
Yeah, that's awful.
So,
yeah.
It's all people
it's
waking up.
It's all nightmares.
Whether or not that's part of it, he's like, what's his chops? Who's the dude from the horror movie who jumps from nightmare to nightmare?
Oh, yeah.
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
Yeah, whether he's like that sort of his vibe.
That's possible.
Maybe because like the woods are quite dark and mysterious,
yes.
Much like dreams.
Yes.
So it's like he doesn't want to just exist out in the world and be like, hey, I'm the Slender Man, but like in the shadows of dreams, on the brink, on the precipice of consciousness, of reality and the nightmare zone.
Hell
yeah,
dude.
He can lure, he can float, he can haunt and torment.
It's easy to say that the Slender Man is just a figment of your imagination.
Right.
And that he was invented and posted online.
By
but
Eric.
What if the Slender Man exists, as you say, in the space between reality and dreams? He exists on the internet, in cyberspace, in dreams, in the shadows.
Yeah.
Like out of the corner of your eye.
It's like that whole argument where people say like, okay, Santa isn't real.
Yes.
But when you think of the sentiment of Santa and that symbol and that icon and what he represents.
Yes.
And I mean, he does exist in some capacity.
Oh my God, yeah.
You could literally ask anyone in the world and you're like, who's Santa? It's like, well, he's like the dude he brings.
He's more real than me.
Yeah, people know who Santa is more than they know who I am.
It's true.
And I exist. Do I? Oh, shit.
There's only one way to find out. I stabbed the shit out of you.
Please, the Lord Slender.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. It's like this Joseph Campbell idea, and he didn't invent it, but he talked about this idea of archetypes.
He talked about this idea of Slender Man. This tall creature who would kill people.
I just didn't listen to the first half of the podcast. But he would talk about archetypes, and the idea being that this is what, you know, this is what Hindu gods are based on. This is what Greek gods are based on.
Yeah.
It's that outside of actual physical reality, there exist ideas, and those ideas have existed, you know, long before, you know, we existed as people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Santa Claus, the idea of Santa Claus has existed forever, and that humans manifest Santa Claus into reality.
Yeah.
Take that archetype and make it physical. So is Slender Man, has that idea of that like creepy predator that lurks in the shadows and doesn't have a face, is that an archetype that humans are manifesting tell each other about it?
It's as if like the idea of that creature has been around since the dawn of time.
Yes.
And this is just one iteration of it.
Yeah.
Just one name for it.
Because there's no way that this is the only time people have thought about a scary,
tall
creature with no face.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really good way of looking at it. So for the record, we're saying Santa's real.
I just want to make sure that we're on.
Okay, yeah. All right, Santa's real.
That was the point I was really getting at. I think we can all agree that, as Joseph Campbell once said, we all want presents at Christmas.
Yes.
And someone's got to give them to us.
And whether they're delivered by Santa or Jack Skellington, I don't care. It's fine. So there was actually only one outdoor encounter from the whole bunch. And this was from an old Iron Age hill fort which sounds haunted as shit anyway,
yeah,
so it makes sense. But the eyewitness says, while taking a midnight stroll around Castle Ring last Friday morning, I happened to notice a strange figure in the distance. It appeared to rise out of the trees and hover over the path around 100 meters in front of me.
Okay.
If I were to compare it to anything, I would say it looked like a stereotypical Victorian gentleman, long, black overcoat, with a Homburg hat. Homburg hat.
Ooh, another one with a hat. That's interesting.
I guess it's like a Victorian hat. I'll just say black overcoat with a hat.
Yeah.
That's probably easier. I know this was no flying human, because it had blood-red eyes that shone into the night sky. It also had a mouthful of teeth that seemed to look like razors. There you
okay.
go, close to the other one.
I've seen some similarities here.
Whatever it was, it stopped hovering and descended back into the trees.
Whoa. Ugh, don't go near that creepy. Tree, for sure.
So obviously, after reading all these testimonies, I was pretty freaked out. Because this is, I mean, this is 2015. This is borderline modern-day stuff that we're dealing with here. And I just thought, someone has to do something about this.
Hell yeah, dude.
We need to do something about
Hell
this,
yeah.
Kit. And that's when I realized we were too late.
Uh-huh.
I've not only because it's 2015 and
well,
it was years ago, but because another paranormal investigator took on the case.
What's his name? Let's trash him on this goddamn podcast.
Lee Brickley is the name of the paranormal
investigator. Oh, you son of a bitch. You better watch your back, Lee.
No, I mean, look, friendly competition is okay, but I was the same as you. I was a little skeptical because, I mean,
yes.
We're professional paranormal investigators. We know everyone in the biz.
Yeah.
In the heezy.
That's right. It's basically us and...
Trevor.
And Lee.
And Lee. And yeah. Trevor.
And Trevor.
And Mark. And Dave.
Yeah, there's
And
actually.
Claire. But Claire's a nurse now, so it's she's kind of giving it
on.
Up.
Yeah.
So I did a little research on Lee just to make sure, you know, he wasn't, you know, half-assing it.
Yeah.
I want to make sure he's like a legit guy. And it turns out that this wasn't the first time that he'd visited this same location to investigate the paranormal. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit strange. He's
yeah.
been to this location before. Just 1 year before, Lee was in the exact same place investigating the alleged appearance of black-eyed kids.
Oh!
Seriously!
That's pretty cool.
I'm not f***ing kidding! I don't know why all my stories involve black-eyed kids.
Yeah.
I need help. I don't know why. It's like, I mean, I can see your Safari right now. You have 23 tabs open. Black Eyed Kids, Black Eyed Children.
Your desktop background is Black Eyed Kids.
You're listening to Black Eyed Peas. All right. We talked about Black Eyed Kids before on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
And who else pops up when we're talking about Black Eyed Kids? A little group called the Men in Black. And what, per se, Kit, do the Men in Black look like?
Yeah, I mean, they wear a suit.
Tall figures.
Yeah.
Suits.
Yeah.
Pale,
slightly
formless face.
Inhuman.
Yeah, exactly.
If you will.
And then all of a sudden, this Slenderman type character starts popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to say that's a coincidence? Possibly. Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's possibly just all untrue, just totally untrue.
But I thought that was really cool. Obviously,
yeah.
Lee's no stranger to the paranormal, but we've got experience now with actual sightings of paranormal creatures with other paranormal investigators involved in this case. So it's a big deal. You know, this isn't just someone in the night seeing something. This is enough people to garner the attention of a paranormal investigator.
I like
and, you know, we require a lot. We don't just go chasing any little cat tail. We need a big meaty fish.
We are going chasing your cat's tail, though, after this.
Yeah, podcast, yeah, yeah. I saw, like, a ghost around there. So we'll just chase it and see if he can give us a secret.
Cool. Grant me a wish, you beast.
Now, like, the relation to the Men in Black and Slenderman, I think appearance is the only thing that I can really think of that matches up. The Men in Black are always preoccupied with containing conspiracy theories and shutting down witnesses of paranormal events. And I assure you we will get to them because I'm working on that. That's going to be a meaty, meaty episode.
That's right.
So we've already seen about how people have seen the Slender Man in real life.
Yes.
Now let's get on to a little bit about how the Slender Man has affected people in real life.
Okay.
So one thing that happens with the Slender Man is there's two types of interactions with people. He has victims,
mm-hmm.
which, as you assume, are people that he kills or does horrible things
yeah.
to. And then the other half of the people are called proxies.
Oh.
They're essentially brainwashed into doing the Slender Man's bidding, lest he do horrible things to them.
Right.
Essentially.
I just want to, can I just make it known? I mean, I was trying to ignore it, but I mean, the Slender Man, he's kind of been, I mean, he's been talking in my ear like this whole podcast.
The whole time?
The whole time, dude.
What is he saying?
He's saying, kill you, dude.
Me?
Yeah, dude.
Why is he saying, kill me?
I mean, I've been saying in my mind, dude, I don't want to do it, man, but gotta tell you, dude, he's been talking to me this whole time.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what, now I'm getting a bit from the Slender Man, yeah.
Are you talking to you too?
Yeah, he says, he's like, oh, if Kit touches you, I'll kill him harder.
He actually says to me, he's saying, if I hear it correctly, try it, bitch.
I know, right? It's ridiculous.
What is he saying?
Oh, he's laying into you big time.
Really?
Yeah. He's saying that, like, you have really bad breath, like, constantly.
Really?
He wouldn't even strangle you if anyone, like, paid him to.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's totally right. He's, whoa, he said the N-word. Jesus Christ, Slender Man.
Jesus, man.
I mean, he's not, I mean, why? All right,
we'll shut that down. That seems so unnecessary.
Yeah, you know what? Just kill him.
What?
Yeah, just go for it.
Oh!
I agree with you, actually.
Oh, Christ.
We'll be honest with you here. This is some bad shit that has happened in the real world relating to the Slender Man.
Okay, strap yourselves in.
Somber faces, people. No jokes. We just did that bit. That bit ended. Real faces
now.
Yeah. Okay. First example, May 31st, 2014. Two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin allegedly held down and stabbed a 12-year-old classmate 19 times. Yeah, they lured her out to the woods and did this. I mean, that is grisly. When they were questioned later by authorities, they reportedly claimed that they wished to commit a murder as a first step to becoming proxies for the Slender Man, having read about him online. They also state that they were afraid that Slender Man would kill their families if they did not commit the murder.
Okay.
Now, the only slightly uplifting part of that is that the victim was actually able to escape the woods.
Oh.
And was rescued by a passing cyclist.
Oh, hell
she's
yeah.
She's good. She's still alive. She's still kicking about.
She's actually a proxy now.
She killed the cyclist. But both of the girls were diagnosed with mental illnesses, obviously, and I think are like facing 65 years in prison.
Jesus.
That's a long time to be
what
in
age were they? I thought they you got
well, they were charged as adults.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know what age you have to be to do that. Because I think they were pretty young.
Damn.
One of the girls reportedly said the Slender Man watches her, can read minds, and could teleport. But then also she said that she conversed with Lord Voldemort and one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I don't know if we can take this one as evidence.
Yes.
I mean, we've taken less factual statements than that as evidence before.
That's fair.
But I'm going to draw the line there. Next story, an unidentified woman from Ohio told a TV reporter that her 13-year-old daughter had attacked her with a knife and had written a horrible fiction story involving the Slender Man, who the mother claimed had motivated the attack.
Wow.
More creepy stuff. On September 4th, 2014, a 14-year-old girl in Florida allegedly set her family's house on fire. Police reported that the teenager had been reading online stories about the Slender Man.
Wow.
So we're hearing
this. That's crazy.
It's what we said. The more you think about him, the more you buy into it, the more you read and dive into it, you just become obsessed and he just appears and haunts you.
I guess it's such like, he's such a kind of vague concept.
Yeah.
It's like there's something, and I mean, you look at like, wasn't it Charles Manson, the serial killer? And he had like a crazy amount of fans, like people were so drawn.
People still write him love letters.
Oh man,
like it's crazy.
I think, you know, a lot of people today live pretty vanilla lives.
Yeah,
and maybe for kids especially don't have that much, like, I don't know, good parenting going on or like good role models and influences.
Yeah,
you know, the most exciting thing in their life is getting home and reading about the Slender Man. That's why kids are so drawn to like all of that stuff, like rock and roll, and like, so kids get into like gothic kind of music and stuff because they're like, they've never come across that darkness before.
Yeah,
so you come
totally.
Across the Slender Man and he's telling you to burn down people's houses and stab people.
Yeah,
it's kind of
cool.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah,
actually,
it's pretty sick.
It like burrows its way into those little kids' heads.
Totally. We've looked at a lot of evidence here.
Yes, we
and
have.
I wanted to get my final little nail in the paranormal coffin.
Please do.
So as we enjoy doing these days, I decided to get a feel for how the public look at Slender Man.
Yeah.
Do they think he's real? Do they just enjoy the creepypasta? So I jumped on some internet forums and did a little investigating of my own.
Let's see it.
It's weird, man. It's so weird. It's not what I was expecting at all. Imagine my eyes darting across the screen as it is 2 a.m. and I frantically read through every single one of these forum posts. January 7th, 2014. I'm being stalked. I may have to make a choice between being a proxy and dying soon. Please contact me on DeviantArt. I warn you, this is not something you want to get caught up in.
Why on DeviantArt?
Another entry. January 20th, 2014. Be careful what you wish for. He's out there, more dangerous than we can comprehend. I know someone that saw him as a child, and he feels that he shall find him any day. Sadly, it is the truth.
Jesus Christ. These was read like letters from the front line of World War I. This is crazy.
February 15th, 2014. My friends and I saw him. He appears now everywhere I go. What should I do?
Jesus.
There's nothing you can do. This is a response. Sadly, try to stay in large groups of people. Stay away from older abandoned places. If you think someone's a proxy, arm yourself around them.
Wow.
And best of all, don't go into the woods at all, even if it's a drive.
Christ. This is crazy.
It's weird, isn't it? I guess if you were being haunted by the Slender Man, you would go on Slender Man forums and be like, yo, what up? Anyone dealt with this shit? You know, yeah. Y'all know how to fix this?
Yeah. Like, I wonder, is it also, though, like, the kind of prepper phenomenon in the United States where it's kind of all these people that are convinced that, you know, the world's going to end or the government's going to come for us, and they start building bunkers and, like, storing water
right.
and canned food and everything, and they all talk together on forums. And I guess, like, it's such, like, a little bubble community that they're all so convinced this is going to happen.
Right.
I presume if anyone comes in there and goes, guys, you ever think, like, we're going a little bit overboard?
Slenderman! And Where? In the bunkers now!
I'll give it
2 days before the nukes start flying, boys. Get in the bunker.
We need to cross over those two communities. We need to get the Slender Man.
The Slender people, people.
In bunkers.
In bunkers with all the apocalypse people.
Yeah. I know. I like that idea. Them, like, one of these, like, millennials with, like, dark circles around their eyes talking to, like, an old guy, like the Sasquatch hunter.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever heard of the Slender Man? It's like, Slender Man, does he work for the government? In a bunker.
What are we going to do down here? Hope you like refried beans.
Powdered milk. Forgot to bring any water so you can just chew the powdered milk.
He's like, all right, so everything's kicking off. Come on, Craig. Come on, Philip. You there, 9-foot man in the back. Come on into the bunker. Would you like some powdered milk, sir? Not much of a talker, is he? He's like, it's such a small bunker. His knees are like up by his ears.
Slender Man really enjoys refried beans.
Yeah. That was basically all of my investigation into Slender Man.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it's a weird, as I said, it's a weird episode because of, I mean, the origins of the creature. And ultimately, if we do our usual structure where we come to a conclusion, we're both going to say it's not true. Because
excuse you. Well, I have come to my own thoughts about this.
But I mean, I told you, Eric, I mean, I showed you pictures.
I think you're a proxy. I think that's what's happening, Rory. I think you're trying to throw me off the scent.
I think you need to just calm down.
I will calm down when the Slender Man stops talking
when
in my ears!
You get so tall! You float up to the ceiling and just disappear. I'm like, I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Just roll the credits.
Kit just floated up to the ceiling and bopped on it.
I don't know if he'll be back next week.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Kit, are you going to edit the podcast for tomorrow?
No! Oh, he just walked outside, actually. I can see him. He's in a bush. Slender Man says he's going to take me away so I won't be able to edit this week's podcast.
I guess it's on you, buddy.
Let me know if you actually want to do that Patreon.
I know, you're just a really bad excuse. So your parents are like, so you still up for coming to go visit your granny this weekend? The Slender Man speaking to me. I can't.
Rory, no,
go.
Stop. Don't do the Slender Man voice.
Oh no,
it's too late. You are now speaking with Slender Man.
The car's running, just get in the car.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess if we want to do a conclusion, I feel like we should because it's tradition to come to a conclusion.
It is tradition.
I'm going to say it's not real. It's not true. I really wish you would have responded quicker. I'm a little worried now. What are you thinking?
I think...
Am I talking to Slenderman or Kit right now? Ironically, Kit.
I have a cold. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say not real.
Yeah.
But there's something there. There's something to do with like people have, ooh. I guess it's that thing. Do you remember like the Sistine Chapel? And yes. they say like Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel and that, you know, he
from the ground with his 16 foot arms
and his tentacles. And he painted, you know, Adam touching hands with God.
Yeah.
And that people say that, you know, isn't God like chilling in like an armchair, like a not an armchair, in like a like clam or something?
A lazy boy.
But he's in a freaking lazy boy, dude. But God's chilling in this little like capsule,
oh.
And the capsule supposedly is the same like anatomy as the human brain. So people are saying Michelangelo was trying to like do a little Inception thing and say that God was actually created by the human mind.
Wow.
And not that he wasn't real, but that he was created by humans, not the other way around.
That's cool.
So I think there's something there. It's like, you know, it's like you say, Slenderman's as real as Santa. People have brought him into existence.
Yeah.
But was he out there before, like, the year 2000, like, causing havoc? I don't think so.
That's a good way of wording it. Even the examples I saw of people claiming they've seen Slenderman, that's post- the existence of Slenderman,
yes.
In popular culture.
Yes.
He's in people's minds.
Yes.
So it's kind of, you got to take that with a grain of salt. I mean, there's always sightings of monsters and creatures. Probably some of them look like this figure, but none of them match the description to the point where, you know, it linked up as undeniable proof.
But
essentially,
I will say, it's got to be one of our spookiest stories yet.
That's it. And you know what? It's a fun one because even though it is based in fiction and creepypasta, I like investigating those stories because... we've seen not only how it's spread and how stories like this can spread in folklore, but
yeah.
also how they can affect people in the modern day, you know?
My God.
It's creepy. It's crazy.
Like, yeah, these stories and these creatures are, you'd think they'd be gone from the modern world, but actually people are inventing them.
Yeah, and there's new ways to spread it as well. So thank you very much for that submission. If you have your own submissions that you'd like to send in to us, send them in to thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
And make sure you check out our Twitter account, thisparalife, where we do polls every now and again to find out if people think things are real or not. We post pictures just like our Facebook page, This Paranormal Life. Write in. This podcast is a lot like Slender Man.
That's right.
It's a curse.
It'll make you kill your family members if you keep listening.
I think that about wraps it up for today.
I think so.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for listening. We will be back next Tuesday with a brand new paranormal tale. Stay tuned.